Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Bowers. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Russ Bowers. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second. The first baseman, LB Fletcher. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Sewell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rip Sewell. And now, play ball. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up towards third. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley takes first base on ball four. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Fletcher moves to second. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Elliott moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into center field. Russell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Russell. Cavaretta scores. Nicholson moves to third. Rickard moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is walked intentionally. Russ Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Elliott. Bowers reaches second base with a double. Nicholson scores. Rickard scores. Stringer moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ken Gables now pitching. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stringer scores. Bowers scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gables fields it and throws to first for the out. Lowry moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Baker pinch hits for Al Lopez. Bill Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Gables is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gables hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Gables reaches second base with a double. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Handley takes first base on ball 4. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-1 in the game. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Gables moves to third. Handley moves to second. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-1 in the game. Gustin hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Baker now catching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rickard takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-1 in the game. Skeffing hits a pop-up towards third. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott strikes out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stringer takes first base on ball 4. Russ Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowers hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowry hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Gerges pinch hits for Bobby Sturgeon. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Gerges now playing shortstop. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Ken Gables is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gables is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gables hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Waitkus moves to second. 1 out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first, with Gables covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Handley takes first base on ball 4. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0-for-2 in the game. Gustine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Handley moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Handley moves to third. 2 outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Skeffing hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Stringer strikes out. Two outs. Russ Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bowers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lowry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerges. The throw from Baker and he is safe. Gerges steals second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerges scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to second. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rickard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Cavaretta moves to third. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 3 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Rickard moves to second. It's 7-1, Cubs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Stringer hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ken Gables is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gables is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gables hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Handley hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gables moves to second. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gables scores. Fletcher moves to third. It's 7-2, Cubs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fletcher scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Russ Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bowers takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lowry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowers moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rickard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Chuck Workman pinch hits for Ken Gables. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Handley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.